And welcome back to the Neutral Zone. It is Monday, April 15th, 2019. It's a little bit later than we normally record this because we did record this at 11 today, but the podcast skipped and it stopped working and it ended up recording a minute. So we have to redo it. And John Hanna's not here. He decided playing basketball was better than recording this podcast, which has been in the works since this morning. And I am joined by Mr. Michael Greco, who will be an honorary co-host today. Goob has joined
us.
Hey,
it's me.
Goob is here to co-host today because John Hanna is not.
He's being an idiot.
He's being an idiot for playing basketball, even though this has been in the works since this morning once again. So we're going to announce this real quick. Goob has a new segment on our penultimate show, by the way. Second to last show next week. Probably going to be our best show. It's going to be our last show. Save the best for last. Goob, you better be there.
Absolutely.
Hopefully see you there. The new segment is Goob Mispronounces Everything, which is probably going to be Goob trying to pronounce these baseball names. So
stick around.
Goob is here. Welcome back, Goob. You weren't originally in the plans for the podcast today because you obviously had class and had homework, but he is here. And by the way, finals. So this is the penultimate show. The one before the last, as penultimate means. And since finals are in 2 weeks, we will not have one the week of finals, so we can prepare. And yeah, so Goob, what are your finals in store? Are you looking forward to them or not really?
Well, I don't know. They're coming up fast. That last weekend I dedicated to just writing papers. I got a lot of stuff done, and
That's
accomplished. I can just relax. It is a good feeling not to procrastinate for once. I'm sure my mom will be happy to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, and my mom would be happy to hear that from me, too.
And the po' boy I had for dinner was delicious.
Yeah, po' boys are solid.
And speaking of food, I am currently $1.66. There's $1.66 left on my meal plan.
I don't know how, because I think I have a less meal plan than you, and I have more money. Like, it's weird.
The funny thing was, last semester I didn't spend any of my money, so I had a bulk order, like, at least 50
I've had
pies,
that.
Like a
I've had
ton
that.
Of brownies.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to get right into some hockey. Goob, if you want to start us off right now with hockey. The scores are actually the two news. Actually, I'm going to do the first news, but the first thing to talk about is Tiger. A return to glory. Won the Masters. And, yeah, so he won the Masters. What do you have to think about that, Goob?
Well, he's the only golfer I know. I don't follow golf that much. But it's pretty cool. I mean, didn't he have like a... what did he have? He had like some allegation or some scandal going on with him. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
When you think of golf, you think of Tiger Woods.
Absolutely.
And it's a return to glory. Whoever announced that put it the best. And just to see him win after battling back from injuries and all that stuff. Oh, by the way, our intro song was the theme for 1989's Golden Tee 3D, which I'm a huge fan of that game. I have that at my house. keeping with the theme there with Tiger winning, just what a performance. Battling back from the injuries, the surgeries, the allegations,
I was right.
All the arrests, like, what a comeback. One of the best comeback stories in recent memory. So, yeah, so Tiger wins, and we've got some NHL news. Goob, what do we have for us today? You can do the second one, and I'll take the first one.
Well, the second thing on the list here is the Islanders beating the Penguins. And I see in parentheses he has rest in peace, Goob and Krebs.
Yeah,
he's absolutely, I wouldn't say absolutely right, but he's almost on the mark because, you know, as a fan of a hockey team or just any sports team in general, you stick with this team through thick and thin.
That's the best thing.
I got tickets to game 4, and either I could see them get eliminated and get swept, or we can force a game 5,
which I'm hoping
to happen.
I did that last year with the Devils against Tampa, who we will talk about in a little bit. It was game 3, and they were down 2-0, and they won. So, I mean, yeah, I'm undefeated in Devils playoff games. 4-0. So, yeah. So, the Devils won the draft lottery.
That's good.
It's going to be a big choice coming up. I know the Devils will be peer pressured in taking Jack Hughes, which is fine. Like, I'm fine with that. But I don't know. Can't go wrong with either. It's not sort of a Heisher, Patrick, or like a McDavid type of draft, but they're two players. I know Kako's probably more NHL ready.
Yeah,
but
that's what I was thinking too.
Hughes is the de facto choice. And the Rangers are second, which I'm sad to hear. And Chicago will get third, moving all the way up from, I think, 11th it was.
Where's isn't Colorado in that?
Colorado's
down,
fourth.
Down the list?
By the way, Colorado snubbed. They had the best odds of getting it, even being in the playoffs.
I read that.
Because of Ottawa.
Yep.
So, but and they got fourth. That's like the worst case scenario for the team. Yeah, and then the Flyers hired Alain Vigneault, former Rangers coach.
That notification popped up on my phone. I just raised a brow. I'm like, so this is...
I laughed. I just laughed.
So I'm like, they think this is going to make their team better.
Exactly.
That's hilarious. By the way, for people that don't know, the Flyers are just a garbage team. Nothing that...
No, nothing against them, but everything against them.
Oh, my... They can keep trying, but they will never.
They never
make
will.
The playoffs.
I mean, I can go all day with the Flyers, but I won't because it'll be like a 5-hour podcast.
Oh yeah, same.
But yeah, so that 4-1 the final goals from Jordan Eberle, Leo Komarov, Anders Lee, and Brock Nelson, and it wasn't Crosby, it wasn't Malkin, it wasn't
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, it was Garrett Wilson who scored for
this
for
man.
Pittsburgh.
You know, I haven't paid much attention to him, but I remember him scoring a goal against Tampa back in, what was it, February, something like that. I mean, it's really nice to see, like, all these younger players and just, like, the entire team just trying to score. It's not just Crosby, Malkin,
yeah.
Kessel.
But, you know, it's still, where are the Flyers? I mean, the Penguins at this point. Almost at the Flyers. Where are the Penguins?
That is such a good question. I was watching Game 3 in my dorm, and, like, they scored two goals with them. I think it was, like, a minute 30 or something. And I was just saying, like... So this is what's going to happen. Yeah, I'm like, I immediately thought, I was about to chuck the remote at the wall again.
Yeah, I feel that.
But I was thinking.
I've witnessed quite a bit of crushing playoff losses in my time, so I know the feeling.
I was just thinking, like, well, you know, Tuesdays might as well be doomsday in my book because, typical Pittsburgh. But, yeah. I mean, I've seen this team come back from a lot of things, and my prime example would be, Game 7 against the Ottawa Senators in the 2017 Eastern Conference Final. I actually thought, we were watching this on my friend's porch, by the way, and I actually thought that, the Pens would choke in the first overtime, actually, and whenever I got a notification saying it was going to double OT, I was like, my God, and I remember just watching Crosby set up Kunitz, and Kunitz just buries it, and not to mention destroyed the Ottawa Senators franchise for the 2018
year. Yeah, that whole thread is amazing. If for the listeners, if you don't know what we're talking about, there was a thread of everything that has happened since that goal, and it's just unreal. But yeah, I was there for the Henrique overtime winner, so I know what it's like to have an OT win under the belt. But yeah, so Penguins are – it's not looking too good, and I know everyone's blaming Murray for this, but the defense is defense.
I understand there are a lot of Murray haters out there, and I just want to say you're all wrong. Not all the goals are his fault. Some of them are. Most of it would be on the defense.
And the offense is sort of not playing. I mean, they're being suspect.
There are constant turnovers, and that just gives me PTSD, a lot of PTSD, and it's driving me insane. Partially why I'm out of Advil so much is because of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, I feel that. That's how
so
I feel
many migraines
the,
this year. Let's see. The Carolina Hurricanes shut us out on, 80s night?
Oh, yeah.
I was at the game, a Sunday game in March against the Flyers, where they tied it up with a few seconds left to go in the third period. We cannot hang on to leads. Here goes my rant. And guess what? We're about to go to a shootout against the Flyers. And who was it?
Who knows?
Scored?
It's the Flyers. Who cares?
Yeah, you're right. They scored and won in overtime. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I was like, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, so... Well, moving on to the next game, we have a previous Yost bomb, which was completely unforeseen circumstances. Goob was here for this.
Yeah, I was.
We will play this for you real quick. This is, oh my goodness.
This was in February, right?
This was at February 4th, right?
Okay.
Luke Yost, we know he has the segment, the Yost bomb. He'll come in and he'll give us his prediction of what he thinks will happen based on, you know, extenuating circumstances, and usually they're funny or they're jokingly, but this one was one of those. And it happened.
Almost spot on.
Spot on. This is unreal. So we'll take you back to February 4th. Luke Yost cannot be here today to give his Yost bomb. He was here earlier and said his Yost bomb was that he thinks that the Pirates are going to lose 110 games this year. Whoa. That was his Yost bomb today in the original podcast.
Well, hopefully he's not right about that.
Hopefully. So, all right, here we go. Back to February 4th. We will take you back in time. A throwback for Luke Yost.
Yes. Earlier on your podcast. So you want another prediction? You want another prediction? Tampa Bay doesn't make it past the first round of the playoffs.
Ooh.
That's a bold one.
And he's out.
That was Luke Yost in February 4th.
Did you hear me go, whoa, whoa, whoa?
Yeah,
thinking,
did not
Tampa
believe
Bay
it.
Is just the king of the NHL.
The cream of the crop in
However,
the NHL.
If you've been paying attention to the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs, that's not the case.
Exactly. They are down 3-0 to Columbus.
Oh, my God.
goals from Matt Duchene, Oliver Bjorkstrand, and Cam Atkinson, and Andre Palat for Tampa. It is the Torts Revenge Tour.
Is Bobrovsky, like, good now or something? Or, like, are they putting him in, or is it...
You know what? Here's what I think. I'm thinking because the Lightning have been coasting for so long.
Right.
And Columbus has been busting their butts to actually get in the playoffs. I think that's sort of the level of intensity with those games.
Yeah.
And that's why Tampa Bay
plus
is short.
Plus, you know, their hothead head coach, John Tortorella, probably...
Torts, it's the revenge tour for Torts.
Oh,
I mean,
my
he's
gosh.
Coming back and just absolutely destroying Tampa Bay.
Yeah, he's showing no mercy. But I can imagine if the Canadians beat the Blue Jackets into the playoffs, I asked my roommate, like, do you think he'd get fired? I'm like, he was like, oh, absolutely. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, with a team that they built at the deadline, you can't really have that happen.
That's what I was saying. I was like, he did all that work.
Exactly. So, the final score 3-1. It was a previous Yost bomb, which was really unforeseen. We all doubted it, and it happened.
Yeah, that is crazy.
They will play in 2 days. And then the next game, Goob, you can take this one. This was sort of a game that nobody really paid attention
to. Yeah, it's Winnipeg beat the St. Louis Blues 6-3.
Finally getting a win, by the way.
Yeah. Winnipeg goal is coming from Dustin... here we go.
Dustin Byfuglien, come on. You
know that. Byfuglien.
Dustin Byfuglien.
Sure. And Kyle Cooner. Connor, just kidding.
Kyle Connor, yeah. Goob knows some of these.
Patrick Laine, Kevin Hayes, Brandon Tanev.
Yeah, and then...
And then, you got a former Penguin, was David Perron a former Penguin?
Yes, he was. Oh, David Perron scored in Alexander Steen, and we forgot to put the third goal in there.
Whoops.
But, It was Tarasenko.
Oh, okay. Not typical. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And last night, I watched this game the whole time. I'm really hoping San Jose pulls out of this one, but they lost 6-3 to Vegas.
Mark Stone with a hat trick.
That line! Stone, Stastny, and Pacioretty all recording goals. Stastny with two and Stone with three. That's just unreal.
That is unreal.
Vegas doesn't know what a first-round exit is in their first 2 years of the league.
What if they make it to the final game?
I wouldn't be happy. But, yeah.
No, I wouldn't be happy either.
Because you know that when Seattle gets their expansion draft, it's just going to be – they're going to be terrible, which is just a double standard there. And then goals from San Jose, Kevin LeBanc, Logan Couture, and Timo Meier. It's Timo time in San Jose at 9:18 p.m. yesterday. But yeah, that is the games. And then the upcoming games. Goop, what do we got tonight?
We got
some of them
tonight.
Started.
Yeah, what time is it? Some started 15 minutes ago. Here we go. We have the the Boston Bruins at Toronto.
By the way,
the Maple Leafs.
Nazem Kadri suspended for a game for the hit. And speaking of suspensions, Joe Thornton will have a hearing on his hit on Thomas Nosek last night.
Blindsided. I heard about that too.
I watched it live.
Isn't Kucherov suspended?
Yeah, he was suspended too.
Wow.
I mean, they were missing Kucherov and they were missing Hedman, the Lightning. That's two threats that you're missing on your team. So, yeah.
That series, the Bruins and Maple Leaf series, that is tied up at one. In my bracket, I said that series is going to seven games. And
yeah, I
said
think Boston.
It will. I know those two teams hate each other. And to be honest, I'm rooting for the Maple Leafs. I'm going to get hate for that,
score,
but I just
don't
like Boston. I think the Maple Leafs have some depth. Obviously, you know, John Tavares.
Duh.
Mitch Marner, he's like, whenever I think of the Maple Leafs, I think of him first.
It's actually 0-0 right now. Game started. That is on NBCSN if you want to watch it. And then the next game, Washington, Carolina, which is on CNBC right now.
Oh, my.
Washington up 3-0 or 2-0, sorry.
In the series,
it's still 0-0. Hasn't started yet, I don't think. And CNBC. That series is going Washington's way. I mean, it's been evident since the beginning.
I was expecting more of a fight from Carolina, not gonna lie. I think they're
they put up a lot of fight all season, so yeah. But yep, that game is in progress. And then you got Nashville at Dallas at 9:30. Series tied at 1-1, surprisingly.
This will be interesting. I know Dallas can score, and obviously they have they won the first game, and then Nashville tied it up.
Yep.
So,
that will be on NBCSN immediately following Boston and Toronto, or it's just another NBCSN broadcast. And then Calgary, Colorado tonight at 10, series tied 1-1, CNBC.
I don't think Calgary should win. I think that...
I love their vintage jerseys, but yeah. All right, and then two extensions for playoff teams. Who was extended?
Let's see if we got on the good old Caps. We got Nick Dowd, 3 years, $750,000. And this looks fun. Baumeister.
Yeah, Jay Baumeister.
Yeah, Baumeister. Yeah, Baumeister. for the St. Louis Blues, it was 1 year, $3,250,000. $100,000.
Yeah, Bouwmeester's been in the league for quite some time, so I think this after this contract is up, he will retire. But yeah, that's Jay Bouwmeester. And then we got some happy birthdays. This one I'm not a fan of.
He's a snake.
It's Mr. Ilya Kovalchuk.
Ah, yes.
Devil's legend. 880 games played, 433 goals, 417 assists, and an entire fan base who hates him. Devils, Atlanta, and Los Angeles, 2001 and 2013, and 2018 and 19, and he struggled in Los Angeles this year. And then you got Pavel Kubina, 970 games played, 110 goals, 276 assists for 386 points. He played for Tampa, Toronto, Atlanta, and Philly, 97 to 2012. And then Goob, who's this?
This is such a simple name, Tim Thomas.
Yeah, easy for Goob to pronounce.
Yep, he's got 426 games played.
He's a goalie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, did not know that. Well, yeah, there I see GAA, so I guess that would obviously mean he is a goaltender. Let's see. Yeah, he played for Boston, the Panthers, and the Dallas Stars. Dallas Stars. But I tell you, I'm such a fan of their goal horn.
Yeah, the Dallas Stars. I like their jerseys, too. But yeah, Boston, Florida, and Dallas from 2002 to 2014. So that's all we got for hockey. The hockey card of the day will be at the end. We've got that later. We got some baseball. I know Goob's probably going to sit out on this one a little bit, but
I'm only here to mispronounce the names.
He's here to mispronounce the names. I'm going to let you get that second name in the Boston Baltimore game, but let me talk about the news first. Yankees.
All right.
Yankees are struggling. The Rays are running away with the AL East, and they've got injuries galore. Gary Sanchez to the disabled list. Is it Panic City, which is usually a Mets term, but is it Panic City in New York? I don't think so just yet. It's still early, but yes, it is a problem right now. Altuve had a 5-game home run streak, which is exciting for the Astros. But the Mariners have hit a home run in each of their first 18 games this year, which is an MLB record, thanks to a leadoff home run for Mitch Haniger. Yeah. Pete Alonso had a massive dinger against Atlanta the other night, Thursday night. Splashdown, the first ever in SunTrust Park. 454 feet, 118.7 miles per hour off the bat. That is just unreal. And then we've got something for you. Yes, it is over. The Ofer is over. The longest Ofer in sports. Chris Davis has finally gotten a hit. In fact, he got 3 in that game.
Yes.
And you know what? In the game that happened this morning while we were doing our original podcast, he hit a home run his first of the year.
Wow.
MVP Chris Davis. But yeah, we've got something to play for you.
This year, of course, 0 for 38 continues that Major League record streak of at-bat and plate appearances without a hit. Porcello out of the full windup. Davis is going to get one. He's heading in the right field. Mancini will score. Smith will score. RBIs 1 and 2. And for Chris Davis, it's over, baby. We're not talking about it anymore.
You know, this moment reminds me when Phil Kessel finally scored. You know, I could probably make a video about that. You've been on such a drought. But yeah, that's hockey related. We're on baseball. I'm so sorry.
You love the Titanic music on anything. But yeah, Chris Davis finally breaking his Ofer. And yeah.
Good for him.
So, and then the next news, Mookie Betts has spoken about his struggles. He said he's not in a position to succeed or make his team succeed. And the former MVP is struggling this year, hitting only .222 going into today's game. So it's a sad season so far for Mookie Betts. But yeah, we've got some scores. Yesterday, Boston shut out the Orioles 4-0. David Price, 7 innings, 7 strikeouts, and who hit a home run for his second of the year for the Boston Red Sox? Who is this?
I'm gonna say Bogarts.
Yeah, you're close enough. That's Xander Bogarts, second of the year, and then notable for Baltimore. And then Goob, you can take this one because these are pretty easy to say, I think. Hopefully.
Okay. I'm looking at the abbreviation.
Yeah, that's the White Sox and Yankees.
The abbreviations. Okay. let's see. T in Anderson. His name Tim?
Yeah, Tim Anderson.
Hey, all
third
right.
of the year. That's a good one. And
good
then you got.
Oh, no, you got Aaron Judge. Yeah, I know baseball.
Aaron Judge, and who's this guy?
Voit.
This is Luke Voit. They both got RBIs for the Yankees, but the Yankees lose again.
Cool.
By the way, their third consecutive home series lost. And a team that won 100-plus games last year, not a good look.
Interesting.
Yeah. The next game, Tampa Bay destroyed the Blue Jays 8-4. Speaking of which, earlier in this series, 2 upper deck home runs in Rogers Center in 2 consecutive innings. That's never happened for the Rays. First home run of the season for Guillermo Heredia. I know Goob could never say that in his life.
No, I was going to say Heredia. I was going to say Heredia.
And then you got Galvis, his fifth of the year. And
Mike Kidney. No, I'm sorry. This is McKinney.
Billy McKinney is first of the year, yeah. And then in 14 innings last night, a depleted bullpen for the Phillies coming into this Mets game, which, by the way, Ramos just struck out. It is 0-0 in the middle of first inning. So I will, after this, following this, I'll get some food. I'll go home and watch the Mets play the Phillies.
Let's go
it
Mets.
It's on ESPN. Yeah, Goob's a Mets fan.
Yeah, yeah, that just came to me.
Let's go Mets. It's on ESPN and SNY, and I'm sure Comcast Sportsnet Philly. But yeah, home runs for who? How do you say that? You know how to say the first one.
Hernandez.
Yeah, Cesar Hernandez hit his first of the year, and then
Segura.
Gene Segura, his first. That was the 14th inning dagger for the Phillies, and then Brian Anderson, his second of the year for Miami.
Oh, we got some
Pirates. We got some
Pirates. Hey, let's go, Bucks. Everyone's saying we're going to lose 100 games. You can just shut up.
Josh Bell with two RBI and a 4-3 win for the Pirates. Nice. Rendon, Soto, and Kendrick RBIs for the Nationals. And then Detroit and Minnesota, 6-4 the final. Detroit wins. Beckham with his second of the year. Eddie Rosario with his third for the Minnesota Twins. Beckham is second for the Detroit. And then CJ Cron, his first of the year. By the way, CJ Cron at 30 last year, 30 home runs, and was released by the Rays. That's just unreal. They did that to Corey Dickerson as well, who was on the Pirates. All right, this next game, I'll let Goob take this one. Kansas City beat the Indians 9-8.
Woo.
Who hit their home runs?
Let's see. For Kansas City, it was Soler.
Jorge Soler is fourth of the year.
Soler. And Duda.
Lucas Duda is Duda. First of the year. Former Met, legend Met. King of garbage time home runs, Mr. Lucas Duda.
Merrifield.
Yeah, Whit Merrifield, second of the year. By the way, had a 31-game hitting streak, longest we've seen in quite some time. And then this one's easy, but it's actually not how you say it.
Merton?
No, it's
Martin.
Yeah, that is right. Leonis Martin, his third of the year. And then Texas at Oakland, 8-7, the final. Texas wins that one. Elvis Andrews with the third home run of the year. Matt Chapman and Stephen Piscotty. Chapman is fifth. Piscotty is third.
Ah, that's funny. My full-blood Italian just came out. I thought they said Piscotty. Ah, no, I'm just kidding.
So my performer of the day is the guy who pitched for Colorado in a 4-0 shutout win. Complete game shutout. One hit allowed. 9 strikeouts for Mr. Germán Márquez. That's a good one. And then Nolan Arenado is first home run of the year, the home run king. Once again, San Francisco, 2 weeks in a row.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. That's 2 weeks in a row that we've said that about them.
Well, you know.
They're going to become quickly the whipping boys of this podcast.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so the next game, 8-4, Arizona beat San Diego. What do we got, Goob?
We got is this Neil Walker? No? Different
no,
Walker?
It's it's Christian Walker. Neil Walker plays for the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, and then you have Peralta.
David Peralta.
Yep.
And his second.
Marte.
Yeah, Ketel Marte.
Oh, Starling Marte. Wait a second.
And then we got San Diego, Fernando Tatis Jr., who is neck and neck with Alonso right now for Rookie of the Year, and Manny Margot. The next game, Houston, Seattle, 3-2 the final. Edledmys Diaz, second of the year. Mitch Haniger is fifth of the year for Seattle. And then the Mexico games, St. Louis thumped Cincinnati 9-5. Matt Carpenter, Tyler O'Neill, and Marcelo Zuna had two home runs for five on the year. Yasiel Puig is first for Cincinnati.
Puig.
Yeah, that's what I first called him when I first saw his name. Puig. Yeah, and Jesse Winker, number four on the year. And then Los Angeles at Milwaukee, 7-1 the final. The Dodgers won that one. Jock Peterson is sixth. Alex Verdugo is third. And Ross Stripling had 8 innings, 3 strikeouts, and 1 earned run. And who had the RBI for the Milwaukee Brewers? Mr. Michael Greco.
Thames.
Yeah, you got it right. Eric Thames.
Thames.
Thames, or as they say in Britain. And then, sad game last night. DeGrom struggled for the second straight start, which is unlike him.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Come on, Mets. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the Mets right now are actually Syndergaard's on the mound facing off against McCutchen. Andrew McCutchen. Home runs for Josh Donaldson is second. Nick Markakis is first. And Charlie Culberson is second for Atlanta. And then J.D. Davis with a absolute shot off the bat that only went 404 feet, but it was hit at above 110 miles per hour. J.D. Davis is third of the year. 7-3 the final. Atlanta won that one. And then the Cubs and Angels game was postponed due to rain, but there was a game that already happened today.
Whoa.
8-1, Boston lost to Baltimore. The defending World Series champions are struggling mightily this year. That's Dwight Smith Jr. with his third home run of the year. And Chris Davis with his first home run of the season.
There it is.
After the 0-4, he's becoming the MVP. But yeah, and then Steve Pierce, the World Series MVP, the lone RBI. So we got a couple of games in progress now, including the Mets one. 7:05. It was Aaron Nola versus Noah Syndergaard in Philly. Mets at Philly at 7:05. That is in progress right now. It is 0-0. McCutchen just struck out. Gene Segura, Goob's man, is up right now against Syndergaard.
Hey.
And then Chicago at Milwaukee, Miami. Who's pitching in that one at 7:10?
You got Darvish and Richards.
Yeah, Yu Darvish facing off against Trevor Richards. And then you got Toronto at Minnesota at 7:30. That one is pronounced as exactly how it's spelled.
Shoemaker.
Yeah, Matt Shoemaker versus...
Perez.
Yeah, Martin Perez, if you'll say. And then St. Louis and Milwaukee at 7:40. Dakota Hudson versus Freddie Peralta. Los Angeles at Texas at 8:05. Trevor Cahill versus Shelby Miller. And then you've got Kansas City at Chicago White Sox at 8:10. What are these names?
You got Phil Meyer and Santana.
Yeah, Heath Phil Meyer and Ervin Santana will pitch tonight.
Woo!
In that game. Cleveland at Seattle. Bauer versus who at 10:10?
Castillo versus Kershaw.
That's actually the next game, the game before that.
I'm sorry. Bauer did I skip one? Who? Oh, whoops. That is the Cincinnati and Dodgers game.
Yeah.
Whoopsie. You got a Bauer versus Kikuchi.
Yeah, you say Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
Yeah,
hey,
he's a great pitcher from Japan.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and at 10:10, Luis Castillo faces off against Clayton Kershaw in his first start of the season, who has been injured all year. And, Luis Castillo at 10:10. Not the second baseman, Luis Castillo, the pitcher. And then this one, Colorado at San Diego at 10:10. TBD versus...
Lucchesi?
Joey Lucchesi, but...
okay.
Yeah. Rockies have yet to announce their starter for tonight's game, so... Oh, by the way, that Cubs game, 3-0 in the first inning.
Whoa.
No home runs, but... it was like this. Fly out, hit by pitch, line out, and then single, walk, double, intentional walk, and strikeout. In that first inning, 3-0 is the score. The Mets are tied at 0. Gene Segura just got a base hit. And Alonso got a hit off of Nola, but Bryce Harper's up to bat. I am not a fan of Bryce Harper.
He's on the cover of the show.
He's on the cover of the show, undeservedly, but yeah.
Keep Harper, kissing his butt.
Yeah, keep kissing his butt. But yeah, that's all the baseball we got today. That's all the games. We got card of the day. It's 97-98 Donruss, number 113, Andreas Dackel. Now, Dackel's a guy that was drafted in 1996, the round 6, 136 overall by the Ottawa Senators. He played for Ottawa and Montreal, and what was he traded for?
He was traded to the Montreal Canadiens during the 2001 draft for a 7th-round pick.
Yeah, not a lot of worth there, but in 613 games, 91 goals, 159 assists for an even 250 points. That's good. That's not bad. For a 6th-round pick, that's like Jesper Bratt-type numbers. But yeah. Played for Brynäs IF in the SHL, where he had 506 games and he got 314 points in that. And he's currently the president of hockey ops for Brynäs IF. But yeah, that's Andreas Dackel for you. That's the card of the day. So that's all we've got for today's podcast. It wasn't what we expected as this morning it skipped. And I had some praise for the John Hanna at the end of the podcast this morning.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show we could just run this show without him.
Yeah, Goob came in. Thank you once again, Goob, for coming in and stepping in very nicely. That's all we've got for this week. Stay tuned. Next week, we will have our final podcast of the 2019.
My final show at Robert Morris
Goob's
University.
Goob's final show as a student at RMU. He may join us for a few next year, if we still have this next year. From Duquesne, he may call in.
Absolutely.
If he has a car, he may even drive here.
I can, get a very expensive Uber.
And he'll show up here and do it. So, Goob, once again, thank you. It has been the Neutral Zone this week. I am Tyler Gallo. That is Michael Greco. A lot of hockey news, a lot of baseball news, some scores. Playoff hockey is in full swing. You'll love to see it. It's some of the best time of the year. Congratulations to Tiger for winning the Masters. Congratulations to Chris Davis for getting the slump buster. But we will play you out with some Van Halen, which I tried to do this morning. Since the Devils won the draft lottery, we got some running with the devil for you. So we will see you next week.
Peace.
For our last show, Goop, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. I'm Tyler Gallo. Goodbye.